All right. Hey, guys. Juliana here, and I'm here today talking to Paul Lamb, and he's from the Path Hunters podcast, and so it was really interesting because the way we met, I had actually listened to your podcast, and it was with a girl who I met through Facebook, and we actually have never even met, but I follow her on Facebook, and it was really cool. I just one day decided to, you know, I was just Facebook cruising, and I saw your podcast, and I listened to you, and I thought, wow, he's like an amazing podcaster, and like totally pro, and I actually took some of your questions that I did for one of our very first interviews that we did with Aaron Atlas, and that podcast was amazing. The questions really brought out like the information that I think a lot of people need to hear, like the what, you know, how, and like just basically how do you start to become a digital nomad. So I'd like to know a little bit more about your backstory, like where you came from and like how this all got started.
Wow, thanks so much. Like I'm so humbled by that, and thank you so much. I personally don't think I'm a great podcaster, to be honest, but I do what I can, right? So again, Path Hunters podcast, and how this all came to be was that, you know, I was laid off in 2013 working my corporate 9-to-5 job. Typical story, really. I went to school, got good grades, graduated, and climbed my got the job. And then one day, the whole entire team got laid off, and I had to ask myself questions that were like, you know, what did I do wrong? What happened? I followed like society's like, you know, outline, and I did exactly what was told, but what happened? There was like a disconnect there. So I asked myself better questions. I'm like, is there a better option out there? Is there, there has to be a better way, because I see people are living their life and just having their time to themselves and everything, and just living a life of purpose and passion. And that's what basically launched me up, and you know, that's how it started, because that's when I became curious to know, to figure out why or how, and I need to do this ASAP. So I actually took a trip to Vietnam in 2014 for about 2 weeks. That's when I first roughly started my travels, and was so inspired going back home, you know, seeing children who were just, you know, super bright but lacked the resources, and you know, it was just so inspiring. And so during that trip, I was, you know, I was transformed. From that very moment, I told myself I needed to start a business for the right reasons to impact the world in a positive way. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but when I get back to Canada, I'm gonna figure out the shit, and we're gonna get this done ASAP.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Like, you know, sometimes people are so consumed with the technical part of it that they worry too much about like, how am I gonna do it? How am I gonna do it? How am I gonna do it? And when they just need to like start like thinking about, you know, the mindset, and like just knowing that you have this ultimate goal in mind of where you want to be, and that you want to help people. That's like, right, the ultimate goal is to help other people, and the success will come along with it. So how did you, you know, you said you went, you got fired, or you got laid off in 2013, and then you traveled to Vietnam. So how did you afford to be able to do that if you got laid off, and like what was the process, and like why did you decide to go to Vietnam, and like how did it open up your mind to like other possibilities of travel and like doing this on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. So my background, I'm Vietnamese, and my parents are from Vietnam. You know, my parents saw that after I was laid off, I moved back home, and I was going through a huge rut. I was literally rock bottom, and they saw that, and my dad just said one day, he's like, you know what, why don't you go to Vietnam and just take a break and just see back home and what it's like. And I was really reluctant at first, because like I'm Canadian through and through, and I love my cheeseburgers and chicken wings, and that's, you know, we're raised on bacon maple syrup here. So I took his offer. You know, my dad just like, you know, helped me out, and we all went and just bonded, and I was like, again, like it was just so inspired, but back home, and it was exactly what I needed, the jump start to my whole entire life.
Wow. Yeah, how did you start, like what was the first step that you took to begin this new lifestyle?
Being intentional and just being a seeker of knowledge. So I love the name Path Hunters because it's you're a seeker, right? So you're going out, you're hunting for the knowledge and you're hunting for your growth. And one way or another, I knew the message, the impact, but I just needed to find it and get out and find the information. So what I actually did was that I sought out locally for some you know, some local meetups with entrepreneurs. There's plenty of them everywhere, and I needed to surround myself with like-minded people. That was the number one thing. I didn't know what I was going to do yet. I didn't even know I was going to do podcasting yet or anything, but I knew that I just needed to be around those kinds of people.
And once you began meeting those kinds of people, what were like some of the conversations like? What were the things that you learned, and what were the things that inspired you mostly that got you going?
Oh man, everything. I walked into the room and I felt the energy, and I was, people say whenever you go into a room full of entrepreneurs, it's better to go in being the dumbest person in there than being the smartest person, because you get to learn from everybody. You're curious and they're happy to tell you exactly what they do and how they do it and everything, and then you just kind of pick and choose what resonates with you, really, right? So that's what happened. So I connected with you know, an entrepreneur, his name is Jay Wong. He hosts a podcast as well too, called The Inner Change Maker, and he basically took me under his wing and just showed me the ropes.
Wow. Okay, so you had like a mentor a little bit. So where do you, because I am like blown away and astounded by your fearlessness. I feel like you just kind of like put yourself out there and you're just like, I'm just going to do it. And like, where do you find that fearlessness? Where does that come from?
Oh, I'm telling you, it takes practice. Like by default, I'm an introvert, but what I found out is that to grow and to find your confidence and find you is to get uncomfortable. Do things that you normally wouldn't do. Like that's a huge thing I promote all the time, is that doing something so small that's uncomfortable, like, you know, for example, I saw a girl at the gym and she's pretty and I would never talk to her back like 2 years ago, but now I'd be like, hey, I think you're pretty. And but like, that's it. Like just genuinely just meaning that, and that's it.
So what were some of the biggest obstacles that you ran into besides breaking through and getting out uncomfortable? Were there like technical obstacles, or were there obstacles in creating everything in the first place? Can you talk about some of like the biggest struggles that you went through?
Yeah, so the biggest struggles that I, you know, had the most is that when you're transitioning into an entrepreneur, digital nomad, or creator, it's kind of easy to default back to where you initially were, right? Your mind is helping you survive and not thrive, kind of deal, right? It just wants to keep you safe as you're going out and being uncomfortable, and it's something that you kind of have to fight through all the time and just tell yourself that, you know, you're doing this for a higher purpose, you know, and it's not always all about you. My friend Jay would always say that you are doing the world a disservice by not sending out your message because you're afraid.
I feel like that's so powerful. I mean, I myself hold myself back from doing a lot of cool stuff sometimes just because I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's not good enough or something like that. Like, how do you break through that kind of a barrier where, like, I know a lot of people probably have this where, like, you know, we could all be making videos all the time or something like that, but you in particular are doing some cool stuff right now with, like, the live videos and stuff like that, and it's really amazing to see how, like, you've kind of broken through that mental barrier, that mental block. How did you do that? Well, I mean, it's so easy and yet so hard for some people.
Quite honestly, it just takes practice. So how these live videos came to be was that I actually took my phone, recorded myself, like, but never releasing these videos and practicing and just looking at myself, even talking to myself in the mirror. Like, it's weird. I actually honestly do that and just try to get into the flow, and then eventually, you know, you realistically blow this out of proportion in your head, but by the time you do it, it's always a wonderful feeling, because you're just one day, you're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna launch this, it's not gonna be perfect, but whether you like me or not, you know, it is what it is. You don't have to like me, you can just move on. Like, you don't have to listen to my podcast, you don't listen to my videos, move on, that's it. So just taking the time and initially just putting in the day's work, you know, going in and out, just recording yourself, and eventually I got enough courage to like, okay, let's go live, guys, let's go live. And I just clicked the live button and then everybody loved it. But I was so scared in the beginning. I was like, really nervous, and I was like, is everybody gonna like me? It's like, you know, are they probably think I'm shit, like, you know, who knows, right? You know, but it's actually complete opposite. And then it's a momentum thing. So once you get like an amazing feedback on one thing, you just want to do more. It's like the dopamine's like released in your head, you're addicted to more of this stuff, and just grows and grows and grows from there.
So for me anyways, whenever I wake up in the morning, like, it's really hard to get going. Do you have like a particular morning ritual that you have that you find that helps you get going every day?
Yeah, so it depends on how like, you know, how much time I have in the morning. But for sure, I always wake up and, you know, brush my teeth and drink a lot of water. It rehydrates yourself, because usually you sleep for like 8 hours or so or less, and then you're really dehydrated. So dogs get up and they drink water right away. So get up, drink a bottle of water, and then just start off your day on a good note. So I always like to go over things that I'm grateful for, you know, family, health, you know, successes, little wins, and just reminding yourself that, you know, you're very lucky to have what you have.
That's great.
Yeah, gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, guys. Like, I constantly like tell people to watch The Secret all the time, because that, I believe, is like the foundation of your whole entire life. Because if you don't know the law of attraction, you're not going to be able to like attract anything into your life if you are constantly thinking in the negative and not in the now and not in the positive. So like, how did the podcast get started? Like, where did you get that idea from? And like, how did you come up with the name? And like, how did you do all your networking?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting with the name. I thought about the name, and it took a while, because I knew it had something to do with my path, right? Everybody, I think more and more about it, like, everybody realistically has their own path in life, and whether it's aligned with yours or not, everybody has their own path. But where the difference is that, you know, you have to be a hunter and a seeker, and you have to be intentional about it, right? That's how you walk down this path. You have to be actively and consciously making these decisions every single day. So I thought, you know, the name Hunter was perfect, actually. So Path Hunters came to be. It's just one day, it's just, you know, with a bottle of wine, and it just like came together. And I was like, perfect, done. And I just searched it, and it was perfect. I bought the domain name, and we just went from there.
Wow. Was it like a lot of technical setup for you? Did you have to learn how to do all like the hosting and stuff like that? Or did you have some idea how to do it in the beginning? Or where did you learn?
So quite honestly, the podcast is about a year old now. So a year ago, I had no idea how to run a podcast, start a podcast, or any like technical aspect of it. But I was damn determined to start something ASAP, because I wanted to send out my message. Again, like, if you're truly inspired when you're traveling and you literally have a message that you want to send out, you're going to find a way, period. And so So I took the time. So my friend Jay helped me a lot as well too. Like, he showed me the ropes and everything. I did my own research and launched it. And it wasn't perfect at the beginning. Like, I always like to say, you know, imperfect actions are always better than perfect inactions.
That's value bomb.
Yeah, you guys, definitely listen to his podcast, because it is the questions he asks and the people that he talks to are just amazing people. So definitely listen to Path Hunter's podcast. And for me, like, now I'm going to, like, I like the way you think of it. Like, you put it in your mind and you're like, okay, what's my path? And like keep hunting. You know, keep looking and keep searching for, you know, whatever your path is. Because as entrepreneurs, you don't know what your path is. It's like you're bushwhacking, basically. So, like, what is your ultimate goal with the podcast? Like, where, like, you know, like, earlier we were talking about, like, who your avatar is. Who's your target market? Like, who are you trying to help?
So, I'm trying to help people like myself, you know, frustrated, you know, working corporate 9-to-5 job before. And, you know, I know that there's many of us out there that are a little bit afraid as well, too, to even take the initial leap in it. And, but, you know, first off, I hate the saying, time is money. Like, money literally comes and goes, but time is so important. Like, I value time so much. And the fact is that you have to understand that there needs to be a shift. You only get this time and this one life to live, and you might as well just live it the best way that you can, right? So, you know, it was probably me like a year ago, just exactly where I am. That's my avatar. Someone that is in the corporate 9-to-5 grind, was like, what the heck just happened? Like, I just did exactly what society told me to do, but I'm not happy. I'm like, I'm unfulfilled. I'm frustrated, and I just don't know what to do. And then this is where I come in. This is where I ignite you and show you that there are other options in life, right? And like many of us, you know, there is actually, there's, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, but it'll be worth it.
So let's talk about your future plans. I know we were talking about the book you're writing right now and planning to release. When is that expected to come out, and what is it all about?
Yeah, so I'm super, super ambitious. So I'm hoping to launch it in a month and a half or so, or, you know, next couple of weeks or so. And the book realistically is going to be about overcoming adversities. It's all my experiences in life and all the stuff that I've learned from all my adversities. So like breakups, you know, what I learned from, you know, being laid off. And, you know, I had a gun pointed to my head one time and thought I was going to die. That was rough, but you learn, you grow, and you continue on from there. So the book is all completely going to be about like just stories and experience that I've had, and nuggets and tactical tips and everything, so people can apply right away.
What's the title of the book?
Quite honestly, I have no idea. It's just something about picking up your pieces, or I don't know yet. Or one friend told me you need to incorporate it with a phoenix or something, like rising, like rock bottom, you rise above that. I don't know yet. We'll have to see though.
Well, stay tuned to the Path Hunters podcast. I'm sure you'll let everybody know when it comes out.
Yeah, so I guess, like, what tips would you give to somebody that's, you know, trying to start a podcast? What kind of tips would you give them?
Be consistent. You know, if you told your audience that you've committed like 2 episodes a week, you know, commit to that 2 episodes a week. And any changes, just showing up and doing the work and just putting in the work, and just that's it, and care about the impact. So if you're starting out a podcast, just make sure that your values of going to the starting the podcast is, you know, genuine, and just be yourself on the podcast, because, you know, there are other podcasts out there that, you know, whenever you meet the podcasters, they're not exactly what you imagine them to be. So it's a little bit of a little betrayal there, I would find. But you know, I am who I am on my, like, on the mic and off the mic, and that's all, you know, that's what I recommend to all the podcasters. Be consistent and just be completely genuine, be yourself, have fun with it.
For like the book, for anybody who's trying to write a book, like, what kind of tips do you have for that? Like, how did you organize it?
So it was just quick outlines of, you know, I had to think about what the book was really all about. What I'm trying, the intentions of the book first, right? So my intentions is when whoever reads this book, they're going to be ignited, they're going to be ready, and they're going to just feel that, you know, hey, you know what? If Paul can do it, anybody can do it as well. So that's my intention, starting with that. And the outline, you just go from there. So how the outline I structured it is that every chapter would be an adversity that I faced. So let's just say I had, you know, one chapter would be specifically for, you know, getting laid off and what I learned from there, and then any practical tips that can be applied right away. So that's how I'm going to structure that.
Okay, so we met here in Chiang Mai, Thailand, which is crazy, right? We're literally on the other side of the world from where we all were about 6 months ago. So it's an amazing place. And I wanted to ask you, what was it like coming out here? And let's say, why did you come out here? And then also, how do you like it?
Yeah, so Chiang Mai was never really on my radar until I spoke to like all these digital nomads that I interviewed, and they're just telling me how awesome Chiang Mai is, and it's no place on earth. And I'm just like, what is this place? Like, I just Googled it. It's like, okay, so north of Bangkok a little bit. That's cool. And I heard it's a huge hub spot for online entrepreneurs, digital nomads, you know, startups and whatnot. And so I thought, okay, I'm going out to Chiang Mai, and just decided one day, it's like, okay, let's do this. We're going to go out there and see what's up. So came out here, loved it, because, you know, everybody here is always up to something. There's nothing, like, no boring day. Like, everybody is, you don't know what everyone's up to, but you know they're up to something. It's kind of cool.
How would you compare the community out here to other parts of the world you've visited?
Yeah, so the community here, you know, they're so open, they're so loving, they're so, you know, understanding, and they get you. Like, they get the hard work of just leaving your corporate 9-to-5 and taking that leap of faith, compared to other places where, you know, other parts of the world, like, for example, like Toronto, like, it's all like profit driven, entrepreneurs, tech startups, you know, not really much of like digital nomad scene there. There are some, but, you know, I couldn't really relate as much compared to like everybody here. Everybody gets it. When you finally fly over, it's like everybody opened their arms. It's like, guys, what's going on? Like, I just made it on the other side. And yeah, so I thought it was really heartwarming to just meet everybody, and they're just so nice and just don't know. That's the biggest part.
I feel like there's something different about the traveler community as opposed to the rest of the entrepreneur community.
Yeah.
You know, like entrepreneurs in general are, you know, we're self-starters and stuff like that. We're business people. But something about when you combine an entrepreneur with a traveler or combine it with traveling is that all of a sudden you become this like friendlier, happier person. I mean, how do you feel after you started traveling a little bit?
Yeah, I get it. Like, I get why, because like you're traveling, you're literally in paradise almost. And well, you are actually. Some digital nomads are in Bali, and you walk outside, you see the beach. And like, for us, like we have a beautiful mountain over here, and it's just you can't help but if you're in a bad mood in Chiang Mai, Thailand, there's something wrong with you. That's all I'm gonna say.
The only days I'm ever in a bad mood out here is when it's cloudy, and it's so weird. And I think that's why I moved away from Seattle when I was younger, because it's cloudy all the time out there. And Southern California is filled with sun, but at the same time, like, it's expensive. And there's just all these other reasons why I can't really live out there. And again, there's not very many people that out there that travel like nomadic traveling. There's most people that they work, you know, even if they're an entrepreneur, they own a business, but they're going on week-long vacations at the most. They come back and then they work for months. And generally speaking, people out there either really lazy and kind of the stoner type, which I ended up hanging out with a lot when I was in my early college years, or they're like the business owner and super stressed out, or they're the employee and when they're in work, they're in work, and where they're out, they don't care about anything. They're in like TV land, you know? And so like breaking free of that was a big thing for us. And like, what was it like breaking free for you and like actually just like, I don't know, getting out of like the place where it almost feels like it's dragging you down to a place where like everybody is excited and stuff. Was it like a big moment in your life?
Yeah, it was. It was kind of like the Matrix where you're just waking up and you just join into like the real world, right? Like the real world would be like, you know, so people back home view travel as this exotic thing, and you know, you can only do like 3 weeks at a time or something, and it just boggles their mind when I tell them like, you know, you can literally travel full time and just go anywhere you want and be anywhere you want, right? So it's just super exciting, and like I just love it.
So for me, I'm with the podcast, I'm always focused on that person that's listening, and like, you know, they're in their cars, they're at their day jobs, they're hating it, they're just like, how do I get out of here? Like, you know, like, how do you afford to live this lifestyle? Like, you quit your job, you moved out here, but like, did you save up money before you came? Like, what, how do you afford to live this lifestyle? Like, what is it like that is driving you right now?
Yeah, so it's a bit of both. For me, I have a reserve of money set aside, so I've given myself about 90 days to get this done. So what happens when this stage in my life right now is that something called Parkinson's law comes into play. You know, ever hear about students that whenever they leave it to the last deadline, like if their paper's due on Monday, they work on this on Sunday instead, and they go like full on out. So this is what this is for me, and I operate it, and I realize that I am at my optimal level at this stage in my life, and I'm creating. And so once you have set aside like, you know, the amounts of money and reserve, then you'll be fine. Like, I have, you know, full faith in this.
Go ahead. It's kind of similar to like what we had. Like, we were literally like at our last like level. We were driving Uber and Lyft. We were, you know, we had sold our last business, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do next. Trevor was going to figure out what he was going to do next. And we just bought, you know, this course, Dropship Lifestyle, and we're like, okay, let's just go all in, and it's gonna work, and we're gonna have to make it work. And just magically, things just started to happen because you're working towards that goal.
Awesome. I think that's really true. And I just want to apologize really quick. If there's some crazy airline noise in the background of this podcast a couple different times, it's because we are actually at the Maya Mall in Chiang Mai. It's a beautiful place where we are right now. We're overlooking Doi Su Thep National Park and the whole city right here. But the Chiang Mai Airport is literally like 5 miles to the south of us, or whatever kilometers. And the airplanes tend to fly over all at once in little group segments, probably in the afternoon. So it's interesting how that works. But Chiang Mai is an amazing place. We're really loving it out here. We've been out here for about 12 weeks now, 3 months, and we're about to start some traveling outside of here finally. We've gone through a lot of personal learning phases. We were talking about it earlier, going through like the starting of our own membership site and trying to guide ourselves and our blogging process and stuff like that. and we're trying to figure out our blog and our, you know, trying to go dive more into our niche and start sales funnels, and it's a whole process. So it's definitely an experience. And I think that coming out to Chiang Mai, it almost like jogs your creativity a little bit, because you're around more entrepreneurs, right? And then you're also like, you're also doing cooler stuff. You're kind of getting out there doing other things, so you can write more things about what you're doing. It's just a more interesting process for me in general. So we did a lot to consolidate our stuff, and I know you're working on like one thing right now. We went from working on like 8 things to working on 2 or 3 things. Can you comment on that and how important it is for you to work on like one thing at a time?
Yeah, so before we all answer that, it's just I want to add a little bit more value and everything for someone who's about to get started and everything, because I feel that's super important. So if you're in the car listening to this and you're working a corporate 9-to-5 grind, the first step I recommend is just being willing to learn and grow. That's where it starts. This is where, you know, you can't teach someone where they're not willing to learn, right? So no amount of like courses or anything will help you if you're not willing to learn. So start by that and be intentional, going out there, seeking other entrepreneurial like meetups and anything locally, and going out just networking and talking to people right away. This is a key thing. That's how I started, and that's how I came, you know, here right now, and this is where I am. So the other thing as well too is that, you know, for me, it's different for everybody, but for me, I'm that type of person that will just focus on one project at a time, and because I used to just have all these crazy ideas and I want to do everything, but in the end I didn't get anything done. It's just, you know, paralysis by analysis kind of deal. You're just looking at so many things, you get overwhelmed automatically. So what I found so much that helps so much was that just focusing on one project at a time and going step by step and just not worrying about anything else, and then make sure that it's completed. Once it's completed, and then celebrate, make sure you celebrate, and then moving on to the next project and everything. So that's worked for me very well. But again, like, you know, kudos to those who are just out there and doing multiple things at once, because, you know, you guys are better than me in that perspective for sure.
It's not easy though, you know, and it gets very stressful at times. And I think I like your perspective that we were talking earlier about how you were saying, you know, that some of the most successful internet marketers you've talked with in your podcast and other times is that they would work on 6 months or more on one project and really get that project done right before they move on to the next step. And I think that's critical sometimes, because if you start looking way too far ahead and start thinking about that too much, you get hung up and you're not able to do it, because maybe you just haven't even done the foundational stuff first. Like, you know, first you have a podcast, and then you're making an ebook, and then you're going to work, you know, into other things in the future, like creating more info products and stuff like that. It's like, you know, if you work at one thing at a time, I think you really start to see something. And not working on more than, you know, one blog at a time, more than one dropship site at a time, because your time is precious, right? We only have 24 hours a day. It's like, how do we spend that? We sleep for 6 to 8 hours, you eat for probably 3 or 4, and then you want to exercise for a couple at least, right? To stay healthy. And so you only have like, I don't know, 8 or 10 hours in the day to really get down to like do work, you know, or some cool stuff. And like, how do you spend that, right? And if you spend 4 hours trying to figure out what you want to do, and the other 4 is being bummed out because you still don't know what the heck you want to do, what do you end up doing? So it's just crazy.
Yeah, so like, if anybody is out there, like you were saying, if they're listening in their car or they just hating your job, like, you know, just even taking a vacation out here in Chiang Mai to meet some of the digital nomads, you know, and just if you want ideas, Chiang Mai is definitely the place to be. If you're maybe you're already started in business and you kind of found some success and you've got a savings saved up, you know, make the leap. Just if you don't have, you know, that many responsibilities, and even if you do, like, it's definitely worth it to come out here. Like, Paul, what would you say, you know, how would you say, like, coming out here and how easy it's been for you to just kind of come into the community?
Oh, literally, it was like the first day. Like, I met you guys like the first or second day, and it was amazing. You guys were so friendly, and like, you know, like, it was just, it's so easy. If, you know, you come out here, you meet people, you talk to people, you know, you go to like the mall and this place, you know, called Camp up here at Maya Mall. Like, it's just so easy to connect with people, and then they invite you to events and you go out, you meet more people. And I've only been here for, I think, 8 days, and I think I gained like 141 like new friends on my Facebook, which is kind of cool. So it's sweet, and everybody's all, like I said, all so nice and heart, like, you know, welcoming, and, you know, willing to help you whenever they can.
And one more thing I wanted to say about Chiang Mai, because we just all freaking love it so much out here. Cost of living's low, obviously. Food is amazing. Even though it's so cheap, the food is really good, right? And we're able to get great work done because there's really good Wi-Fi here. And it's a great central location in Southeast Asia to go traveling around all the time, right? There's just so many great reasons why you would want to move out here. Now, of course, the plane ticket from the U.S. or Canada is probably somewhere around $500 to $800 one way. And you have to get a visa, which can be somewhere between $50 to $200. Of course, you have to try to figure out what you're going to do with all your stuff if you're going to move out of your house or apartment. Like, there's a whole process you have to go through in order to, like, start this lifestyle. But we recommend it. I mean, we're doing it. We're loving it. And if you're trying to do a location-independent business to really, like, live the life of your dreams, you kind of have to get out of that comfort zone of home, you know? And it sucks because you're going to miss your family. But at the same time, go travel. Like, have some fun with it, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree, guys. Like, if you're thinking about coming out to Chiang Mai, definitely join, like, Digital Nomad, Chiang Mai Digital Nomads. Reach out to Paul.
Digital Nomadness.
Hello, Aaron and Travis Atlas. Definitely look up digitalnomadness.com. These guys are doing amazing things with entrepreneurs right now. They are helping so many people, and it's pretty amazing to see their growth. Like, it's been like very rapid growth, and it's a lot of people that are just starting out that have no idea what to do in business, but they need some ideas, and they connect you to the people that you need to be connected with in order to grow a business. So definitely reach out to them. And reach out to Paul, reach out to me, Juliana, reach out to Trevor. We're like definitely all here for you guys, and we definitely need more people. We just want to fill up Chiang Mai with all the digital nomads and take it over. And the Thai people are lovely, amazing, wonderful people. They open you up with open arms as long as you smile. Make sure you're not in a grumpy mood, because the Thais do not like grumpy people. So I don't have anything else to say.
So definitely go check out the Pathunders podcast. Paul, thank you for being on our podcast. And we're excited for the future and to see what comes for you.
Thank you so much, guys. It's an honor to just be on your show. Thank you so much. And I'm so humbled by that. You guys are doing amazing stuff. I'm super excited to see all your growth. And again, just to be happy here. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's all a journey.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, so much. You're amazing. And I'm going to definitely keep listening to your podcast, because I get lots of ideas from you too.
All right, guys. Have a great day. See you next time.